Wow. What a blessing. Are you enjoying Ida's music? Is it fantastic? Is it saying all the things that are on your heart? All right. Now, the next thing, the islands are waiting for somebody who knows that he is called alone. That's point number what? No problem. Isaiah 51, verse number 2. Look unto Abraham, your father, and unto Sarah that bare you, for I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. Amen. Now, it is important that we decide to believe that you are alone in your calling. Don't think of a group. All right? And you will do well. Don't say to yourself, we St. Lucians, we Jamaicans, we Antiguans, we Bajans, we Trinidadians, we Haitians. Don't start forming groups. Just know that you are alone. Whether anybody goes or not, you are going. Whether anybody comes or not, you are coming. Whether the group likes the idea or not, you are there. Because God calls people alone. He says, look unto Abraham your father and unto Sarah that bear you, for I called him alone. Very important, young man, young lady. God calls you alone. What does that mean? It means that in your calling, you must focus on your caller, God, and not be focused on people around you or circumstances. Circumstance means circumstance. Stance means stand. Circum means around. So circumstance means things standing around. Things standing around should not, cannot, will not, must not guide you. Things standing around, people standing around are not what is important to you. There's some noise behind me. What's that, young lady? God calls you alone. What does that mean? It means that in your calling, you must focus on your caller, God, and not be focused on people around you or circumstances. Circumstance means circumstance. Stance means stand. It means that in your calling, you must focus on your caller, God, and not be focused on people around you or circumstances. Circumstance means circumstance. Stance means stand. Circum means around. So circumstance means thing. No, it's here. Is it here? Aha. All those, yeah. Wow. Wow. Now, whenever, Danny boy, see if you can take this hammer out. Yeah. Whenever you think of a group, you become weaker. Because, yeah, beautiful. Because groups are not easy to keep together. Groups are not easy to keep together, no matter how much they love each other. So you must think of individuals. I used to have music groups. I don't have music groups anymore. I have individuals who sing. You have a group and today this one is gone, that one is gone. Your ministry is finished. And it's like, oh, my ministry is finished because my partners are gone. Now, God didn't call you with partners. God called you alone. And when you think in that alone term, whether anybody from Trinidad comes or not, you know, flowing, and no, nobody needs to flow. Yes. Nobody needs to flow for you to flow. Yes. Nobody needs to flow for you to do well. Yes. Look to Abraham. See, he was alone when God called him. And trying to link your calling to people, people doing well, is the cause of many failings in the ministry. Now, when God called me, this of a group, you become weaker. Because, yeah, beautiful. Because groups are not easy to keep together. Groups are not easy to keep together, no matter how much they love each other. So you must think of them. And trying to link your calling to people, people doing well, is the cause of many failings in the ministry. Now, when God called me, there's 55 of us in our class. God called all my mates, all. One of my mates is the dean of the medical school today. School I was in, one of my mates is the dean. Class. God called me. All my mates, all. One of my mates is the dean of the medical school today. School I was in, one of my mates is the dean. Most of my mates are specialists, professors, lecturers, specialists of different things, working all over the world. All right? I mean, I've been left behind in terms of dean. Most of my mates are specialists, professors, lecturers, specialists of different things, working all over the world. All right? I mean, I've been left behind in terms of medical credentials. I'm out of the race. My credentials. I'm out of the race. My qualification is just, you know, basic. It's not my calling. You get it? And I wasn't expecting any of my mates to be with me for me to do what I am doing. No. Not even one of my mates. Is any of my mates here? But they were in the church. I had my classmates in the church. I can mention this. I don't want to mention them. Because, you know, somebody go tell them I mentioned their name. Yeah, one time, one of my classmates wrote to me and said, you know, he actually called me, said, you know, I saw my name on your website that you said this, we started, and then I said, I'll take it off tomorrow, don't worry. I took it off, please. God called me before I knew my wife. Before I knew my wife. When I was in secondary school, I went to a different school. I met her in the university. When I was in secondary school, I knew I was called. I didn't know what I was going to do, but I was going to do it. Yeah, before I went to the university, I went to fast and pray before I met her. I went to fast and pray, and the God is like a monkey. My calling is not linked to anybody. Before I met Bishop Saki, Bishop Eddie, God called me. These are the best people that I have had in my life. The three, my wife, Bishop Saki, Bishop Eddie. It's like three wives. Wow. Yes. But God called me before I knew these people and before I started even working with them. Do you understand? Whether they come or not, I'm still going on. And you need to think that way. Once you think in a group, you're out. Very important. And when I say think in a group, think when you those snakes in trees. I used to sit in the trees and pray. We'd take off my shirt, bare chest, and pray in the gardens for hours before I went to university, before I saw any beloved. Before. That will be done. That will be done. That will be done. That will be done. Before I married, I was a pastor. Before I married. We must all go forward. We must all do this. We must all do that. No, you need to do all that. Not we. There's no we in calling. When it comes, is it getting hot? You all right? Okay. It's no problem. It's not a problem. Just go alone. If no Caribbean, it doesn't matter if the other islands don't do or other people don't come or, I mean, how many guys are coming from your end. It doesn't matter. What matters is God has called you alone. Whether people come or not. I hope it's clear. So it is important. You all right? Okay. It's no problem. It's not a problem. Just go alone. If no Caribbean person is going to rise up and be a man of God, everybody's going to be at a low level. That doesn't concern you. You from the Caribbean, rise up and become the first Caribbean bishop. To know that when you stand before God, you are not going to stand as a husband and wife team. You're not even going to probably die together. You know, remember when this plane crashed, 747 Panam Lockerbie bombing? Yeah. I was once mentioning so many men died. So many women died. So many people lost parents. In fact, they said parents. So many people lost a father. So many people lost mother. And so many people lost father and mother. And there were not many. Because it wasn't so many people that were couples on the flight. And also, I'll never forsake you. Yes. You are even afraid of the person's body now. You didn't dive into the casket with the person and say, I said I'll stay with you. I want to stay with you. He said, go. With your dead body, go. True or not true? True? So why do we pretend as though it is me and you, me and you, me and you? Today we're having too many people's callings being destroyed by the marriages. Yeah. The marriage is not letting them rise up. You must realize if your marriage is not a good marriage, it is a test. That's all. Instead of it being a help, it's a test. So some people have help meets, and have some have tests, test meets. Wow. Now, Rick Joyner was preaching one day. Either I read in a book or I heard him preaching. And he spoke about a guy with a difficult marriage. I don't know if he was divorced. I think he was divorced. And the Lord told him, this guy with a difficult marriage has done better in ministry than you with your good marriage. Yeah. Because he has done more with the burden, the handicap. Yeah. Some marriages are handicaps. You see, when you go to the horse races, when you go horse racing, they have handicaps for the horses. Or even in golf, you have a handicap, you know. And they give you a certain amount of weight to carry. So the jockeys come, and the jockey holds his saddle, and then there is a leather bag. You'll not know it's a bag because it's flat. But inside the leather bag are metals, iron metals with specific weights of certain amount of kilos. So the jockey plus the saddle plus that leather bag go and stand for weighing before, and from there he stands there fully dressed when he's weighed with everything, and they accept the weight. Then he goes straight to the horse and they put it on, not allowed to go anywhere, right for in front of everybody to see. Because you are supposed to run the race with this particular weight on you. Yes. It's a race with a weight. Yeah. And my father had a jockey who was so good that he named him after a champion jockey in England. But unfortunately, when my father had at his champion horse, the jockey put on weight. He was so good, but he became bigger. Because you have to be small and light. So he became bigger. You know, so he was going to be too heavy for the horse. So he had to slim down in preparation for this derby or gold cup race. Yes. And he slimmed down. And he rode the horse, C'est la vie. Yeah. And he won. He won. Yeah. Because, you see, the more, the heavier you are, the horse finds it difficult to run. Yes. So every time, so what happens is the horses will go, and each time you lose a race, they take off maybe 500 grams or 1 kilo or 5 kilos. So each time you keep, so what happens was that people will buy horses. When they bring the horse, they will let the horse run and lose. Every race you lose. So every week you lose. And then each time you lose, they reduce the weight, reduce the weight, reduce the weight. Because like you are losing. You are a loser. You can't carry much weight. You get what I'm saying? Until they have a very small weight. Okay. Then the horse will stop. So now the horse will be carrying a feather weight. Ooh. And then he'll be running. He'll just pass all the others. See you, taxi. Bye-bye. Yeah. So then they win. And they sometimes have first division, second division, third division. So he, when he loses and loses and loses, he'll be demoted to second division. Then they'll reduce each race. Every week, lose weight, lose weight, lose weight, lose weight. When you